Hello, hey, welcome back to another episode of the Mimi Moments podcast. This is episode 9, and today we're going to be talking about adult relationships, maintaining them, letting them go, and everything in between. Stay tuned. Last week on episode 8, we talked about loving your parents and especially doing that through difficult situations. And this week, I want to talk about other relationships in our lives, well, also including our parents. How do we maintain these relationships as we age and life gets busier and more cramped? And how do we decide it's time to let someone go? And when do you do that? I think this is something that's super interesting as I'm going through a huge change in my life, having been recently married and moved out of my parents' home. I'm learning that maintaining relationships requires a lot of effort, and you need to know a few things in order for you to do it effectively. I learned some stuff. I looked up some things. I thought through some things, and I just wanted to share with you. And if any of it resonates with you, make sure you leave it in a review on Apple Music. I don't know what you do on Spotify. Give me some claps or call in on Anchor. Or you can just DM me at Mimi_moments. That's Mimi_moments on Instagram. Let's get into it. I find that as we age, it gets harder and harder and harder to make friends and harder and harder and harder to maintain the relationships with friends that we already have. Because everyone gets busy, schedules change, you're not in school settings where you have free time to just chit chat. And do you really want all your coworkers to become your friends and be up in your business? I think that once you're done with college, it just becomes harder to make new friends. And then it becomes harder to maintain the relationship that you had, especially if they're friends that you made while you were in school, where it was easy to be friends because you saw each other every day. You could go out on the weekends. You could like spend hours on the phone chit-chatting. And now it's like, I can't even really be on the phone that long because I have a to-do list. And I can't go out with you this weekend because I have a to-do list. And I can't see you all the time because I have a job. You know, and that's when it becomes like, wow, we actually have to make effort. We need to make a plan. It's not just a, hey, girl, what are you doing? Nothing. All right, I'm coming over type time anymore. It's like, what are you doing next month on the 22nd around 12 p.m.? Let's get that down in the calendar because I haven't seen you in a while and we need to catch up. It's like, lots of canceled plans, lots of like, we're going to hang out this weekend. Sorry, guys, I'm getting out of late, work too late. I have too much to get done. I can't. Actually, I'm watching my budget right now. Actually, I'm going on a date. Actually, I need to go visit my mother. It's like life has just become way too complicated. But these are still your friends. And I think especially as Black women, friendships really are important to us. Women in general are very relational, and we need these friendships and we need these relationships as a part of having a good quality of life, I think. I cannot imagine not having the friends that I have. I absolutely love and adore every single one of my friends for different reasons. But I love them all the same. And I think we all feel that way, especially as adults. We're young adults right now. I'm speaking to my demographic as of young adults, but we're going to go through some tough times. And you're going to need your friends there. And this is when our friendships will really be tested. We're going to experience illness and death. And I mean, that happens at any age, but it happens more frequently as you age. And divorce and babies and motherhood and, you know, loss of jobs and loss of homes and promotions and vacations and like things just get bigger and have more impact. And it's definitely important to maintain relationships as adults. And also it's important to know that sometimes it's time to let go of that friend from high school that you've been holding on to and kind of pulling through your life. I'm going to elaborate though. One of the things that I think is super duper important when it comes to maintaining relationships is understanding love languages. And I think a lot of us are familiar with it. And for those of you who are not, I'm going to briefly explain what love language is and then let you know the different types of love languages. I learned this in college and I remember being like, huh. This is lit. Like, why didn't I know this earlier? And if you hear anything in the background, it's the Slack because I'm working from home. So I'm multitasking right now. I'm sitting on my floor in my bedroom, talking to you and responding to Slack messages and checking emails because a girl's gotta eat, no? Let's get into the love languages. Love language, it was something that someone named George Chapman, he wrote a book on the five love languages, and it outlines five ways of expressing and experiencing love. And so these are the different love languages: words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. And you can Google love language and you can go online and find out what your main love language is and what your supporting love languages is. And these are just the ways that you understand how you like to receive love. And then you can also be aware of how you like to express love. Personally, my love languages are words of affirmation, quality time, and physical touch. Physical touch from my lover, not from friends, though. I'm weird with hugs, with comes with friends. But with in my intimate relationship, it's words of affirmation, acts of service, and physical touch. In my friendships, it's words of affirmation, quality time, and acts of service. Did I say that right? Yeah. So physical touch is reserved for bae. I need hugs. I love when he holds my hand or randomly, like, rubs my shoulder or just touches my leg when we're on the couch. Like, I love that, like, acknowledgement. And that's also how I like to show love. I like random hugs when I'm passing by to go to the kitchen and he's on his way to the living room. And with my friends, words of affirmation, letting them know, like, how I feel about them or vice versa, or just showing up and spending quality time is definitely how I show love and like to receive love. I think it's important for you to understand that with the people that are around you. And if it seems corny, but you can literally do this with your friend group and you can do this with your soulmate. You can do this with your partner. Find out, like, how do they like to receive love and how do they show love? Because I think sometimes there's an issue or a breakdown in relationships when you don't understand that someone is showing you love in the way that they know how. If that's not how you like to receive love, and it's important to be able to recognize it. Like, if you're somebody who needs words of affirmation to feel loved, and your partner only does it by showing love through acts of service, you might feel like you're not being loved enough, and it might build insecurity, but that's only because there's a lack of understanding amongst both partners. So I definitely think that, understanding love languages, how you receive love and how you show love, is very important. I implore you. I hope I'm using the word correctly. I hate using words incorrectly. I hate when other people do. So if I ever do, just let me know. Let me know because I want to learn. To definitely look into finding out your love languages. Sorry that I'm talking like super duper slow. I am trying to multitask, and it's really, really hard to talk and read at the same damn time. Now that we've covered love languages briefly, and again, I think that you should definitely look into this yourself, let's talk about how to apply them. How do you do this? How do you become more aware of this? One thing I can say, it requires effort. Another thing I can say, it requires practice. Another thing I can say, it requires being mindful. If you cherish the relationships that are in your life, it is up to you to maintain them. It is up to you to do the work to make sure that the people around you feel loved. This is something that I'm still working on because I'm not a phone call person. I don't do phone calls, but everyone around me feels more loved when they get phone calls. And this is something that I've battled with because I've been trying to explain, like, that's not me. But I understand that the way that life is set up, I have to put in more effort and call people because I can't just pop up in your house all the time. Sometimes you don't have time. And sometimes that, like, 5 to 10 minute check-in of just calling and hearing someone's voice and letting them know that, you know, I care about you and I just want to know how your day is going means the world. And it's about recognizing when somebody is asking you for the love that they need and doing the work to give them that love out of a place of love and not out of duty, and understanding that you're doing this because you love them and you want them to be happy. And, you know, you want them to keep loving you. Let's be honest. Like, you don't want someone to feel like you don't care about me and back away when in your heart you know that you do. You just need to show it more. All right. The slacks are getting out of control. I'm going to respond to these and I'm going to get back, and I'm going to mute my computer because I'm trying to talk to you and my coworkers are going off in a group chat right now. But I need to respond, and then we can keep talking about how we're going to get through this and make sure that we don't lose people that are important to us. I think the best way to maintain relationships as an adult is proper planning. I think the more your life is planned out, the more you can find the time. If you go through your day without any solid plans, without any time frames, you never have enough time in the day. And that's just a general time management thing that I'm learning. So if you never have enough time in the day to get all the things that you need to get done for yourself, how do you have time for your relationships? All of these things need to be scheduled out. Like, I put on the Google Calendar, call mommy, so that I make sure that I call my mother more frequently, because I'm not someone who talks to my mom on the phone every day. Just because, again, I'm not a phone call person, but I need to make sure that I call her because this is my mother and she is important to me, and I have to schedule it so that I'm on top of it and I don't get wrapped up in my own everyday to-do list that I don't call my mama. You know what I mean? So scheduling time for the people that you care about is a great, and you don't need to let them know that they're on your schedule, but you could just hit someone up and be like, hey, are you free on this day? I want to, like, take you out for lunch, or I want to, like, hang out with you, or let's go shopping, or, you know, I want to get you, drop a gift by you or something like that. Whatever their love language is, you want to do that. But you know that you've already scheduled out and allotted this time and made sure that you can do it on this date, and don't cancel. Don't reschedule. Stay on top of it. And I think it's a really, really, honestly, I need a studio, y'all, because the sounds and the background noise, it irks me. But anyway, and now I'm just like, my whole train of thought is off kilter. Like, I don't even know what I was saying. Yeah, but anyway, schedule. Google Calendar is an amazing resource that I've started using. You can get the app on your phone and you could literally schedule your entire day. And I'm not someone who has, like, every single thing scheduled. I'm not gonna act like I'm there yet, but that is my goal. I just have, like, major things scheduled, and I try to make sure I give myself enough time to get ready, give myself enough time to get there, all the things that I never used to do. And some people can just do that mentally and they don't need a calendar, but honestly, as life goes on and things just get busier and busier and busier, a schedule can save your life, especially once you start a family. You need to be on top of your schedule and your children's schedule and maybe your partner's schedule and your job schedule. It's a lot. So schedule, and I think that will make it easier to maintain, have the time to maintain your adult relationships. Now we got to talk about the not so positive side of this conversation. Letting people go as an adult, you just don't have time. I think we've made that clear in this conversation. You just don't have time to waste on friendships and on relationships that don't feed you, that don't serve you, and that you really don't need. I think it's important to realize that sometimes it's time to let go of someone. And you don't. It doesn't have to be dramatic. It doesn't have to be a fight. You can just back away. And if the person confronts you about it, then be honest and say, it's not like I don't want to be your friend at all anymore. It's just that I think I need a more distance. And these are the things that I need in my life. And these are the things that you're doing that don't serve that. And I don't really think I have anything to contribute to you anymore. And if your friend or former friend or your partner doesn't react well and doesn't take that maturely, excuse me, and it lets you know where their mind was anyway, and it lets you know that, you know, this is done. Sometimes you got to break up with your friends. I think it's different when it comes to parents. I think with parents, you could just create a respectful distance. If it's just like, we are never going to see eye to eye and we just can't have a good relationship, I still think that you should try, out of the respect that these are the people who put you in this world, try, but not to the point where you are sacrificing your like mental health. But you can also create a respectful distance. I think a respectful distance is totally fine. Sometimes you can just say, I'm just really busy. And you are. You're busy with your personal life. You're busy with your professional life. And you're busy with the friendships that actually feed you, ground you, and help you be better. So you don't have time for a half-ass friend. You don't have time for a hating-ass friend. You don't have time for a man or a woman who doesn't add to your life in any way. You just shouldn't have the time for it. And you need to evaluate the people in your life and think about what it is that you do when you're with them. Is it productive? Is it helpful? Is it enriching in any way? Or is it just something that is like waste of time? And I'm not saying that every friend you have, y'all need to just be sitting there talking about business plans. But it's like, do you guys ever talk about work or what you're working on or your next steps or your future, or your plans, what you got going on in your life that's making you busy? Are they ever trying to offer you advice or checking in on your, how's your job or, you know, that project? Or if it's never like that, I don't know. I think you might need to reevaluate the friendship unless you have decided that this is the friend you only hit up for a good time. And then you guys are that to each other, then it's totally fine. But I think you just need to be clear about those things and recognize if you're wasting time with relationships that don't do anything for you. Growing up, I definitely did a lot of that. I wasted a lot of time trying to maintain friendships with people who really weren't the best for me. And as I've aged, I've definitely learned to like shed a lot of friendships. And it wasn't like these were people that were necessarily mean or terrible or bad people. I always say, like, just because we can't be friends anymore doesn't mean that you are a bad friend in general. You're just not the right friend for me. This isn't the right relationship for me. Like, I had to recognize, like, you are bringing out things in me that I don't want to bring to the forefront. You know, there are character flaws in all of us. And if you're friends with someone who exacerbates that, who lights the fuel to that fire, then you need to step away from them and say, like, you're a great time and I enjoy your company, but when I'm around you, I become more like this, or I do things like that, and I don't want to be that person, and I don't want to do those things, so I cannot be friends with you any longer. I hope I wasn't too rambly. I hope this one makes sense, and I hope that it was helpful, because that's always the point, right? Anyways, as always, you're bomb AF, right? Because you're listening and I appreciate that you are giving me your time, and I don't like making these super duper long. So there's that. This was another episode of the Mimi Moments podcast. This was episode 9. Look at me, y'all. Is this consistency? I think it is. Oh my God. Thank you so much for listening. As always, you are bomb AF. Stay beautiful. Make sure you follow me on all socials. I'm gonna talk to you next week. All right, later.